The next topic we need to look at is posture and relaxation. Okay, so now you know how to breathe correctly. The lungs are inflating to their maximum capacity, but if your posture is poor, firstly, you squash and constrict the air, destroying the possibility of great sound quality. And secondly, you send out a message that flashes bright neon, "I'm an amateur and I have no confidence." Now, bearing in mind that most people who sing do it in front of other people, your posture is a major part of your performance and device for winning a crowd. Think about it for a second. What would attract you to somebody's stage performance? Someone slumped and twitchy, or an upright, shoulders back, "I'm going places" individual? Now, unless you're one of nature's perfect people, it's likely that when you stand to sing, you slump a little. Your head drops forward, your spine curves, shoulders drop forward, and your tummy sags. If this sounds familiar, don't panic. You're not a freak of nature. You're just human. We can sort most of this out by simply standing against a wall. So let's do it. Find the nearest wall and stand with your back to it. If you can see yourself in a mirror, all the better. Chances are just your bum is touching the wall now, so it's pretty obvious what you need to do to get the correct body alignment. Open your shoulders and roll them back to the wall. Place your head back to the wall so that your chin is parallel with the floor. Move your spine in towards the wall. It needn't touch, but it should definitely straighten. Have a look at figure 3 in your booklet. Now, chances are you feel like a soldier standing at attention and wonder how on earth you could possibly sing in this seemingly unnatural position. You shouldn't stand to sing as stiff as a doorpost. The wall is just to show you the alignment your body should have. Now try it again, but this time away from the wall, and ideally in front of a mirror. Place your feet shoulder-width apart, one slightly in front of the other for balance. Now align your entire body as we've just discussed. Hopefully you should look very proud, and with it, confident. Your physical stature is in its optimum position for singing, and your neon sign is now flashing, "I'm ready, I believe in me." Now here's the flip side. You've been given a lot of information about what to do and what not to do. I'd like to bet that all this new instruction and concentration has made your body quite tense as you try and make sense of all these new sensations. Well, my friend, this is where it ends. If you learn nothing else today, learn this. To sing effectively, you must be totally relaxed. Before we do anything, let's get loose. The most important thing you can ever learn about preparing to sing is relaxation. Your voice is your instrument. But with your instrument, you can't get it out of a case and it's always ready to play. However you feel, be it tense or tired, it affects your technique and the sound you make. Now, obviously, there are situations where you're going to be nervous, the adrenaline pumping. You may even be dancing whilst you sing. Whenever you perform, you want to be bright-eyed, in control, and oozing with confidence. But you'll only achieve this if you let all tension go from your body. The only place tension should ever exist is in the sustained effort on the abdominals that are supporting your voice. Let me say this again. Any stress or tension in your legs, hips, bum, back, arms, hands, shoulders, neck, face, and jaw will directly and negatively affect the control of your breathing and vocal cords, and therefore your voice. So don't do it. Remember, singing is supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to stress you out. Once again, making a fool of yourself with a strange exercise will rid you of these tensions. I always do this before I warm up or before a gig, and sometimes just to wake myself up. You may feel a bit of an idiot, but the object is to loosen you up, lose your inhibitions, and create the energy to sing effectively. Okay, it's time to look like a crazy person. First, I want you to stretch anything and everything you can think of. Arms, legs, shoulders, fingers, rotate your hips, roll your neck, bend your knees, wiggle your toes. When everything is wiggled and stretched, then start to shake everything off. Everything you've stretched, swiveled, and bent now needs a good shake. And just in case you didn't look silly enough, I now want you to do very over-exaggerated and loud yawns. Make sure that the breath from those yawns is taken from very deep within the lungs. When you've done this for a minute or so, stop and hang limp like a rag doll. A few seconds later, the transformation takes place. Very slowly, right your body with a deep inhalation, setting your posture as if at the wall again. Continue breathing deeply, and if you haven't been ejected from the building already, a proud-looking, confident, beautifully poised, and tension-free singer will now be staring back from the mirror. Throughout your learning, you need to keep spot-checking for tension. If there are ever any locked knees, tight fists, tense shoulders, or stiff jaws, just stop. Stretch it out, shake it off, then realign and listen to your breathing.